we have stepped across the threshold and entered into Holy Week with these ceremonies of Palm Sunday and the solemn reading of this Gospel. My theme today is journey, sacred ritual. Journey is a metaphor that is frequently used in many religions to describe discipleship, the journey of life, pilgrimage, the way, the early description of Christianity's movement, the path of life and others. And in psychology too, this metaphor is frequently used. It suggests participation and involvement, not as passive spectators along the roadside as the pageant passes by, but those who are involved, not marking time, but moving forward purposefully. Holy Week is such a journey, the journey of soul, my soul. I reflect on the first solo I sang as a choir boy about Wenceslas. In his master's steps he trod where the snow laid into it. And the confirmation came, O Jesus, I have promised, O let me see your footmarks, and in them plant my own. O give me grace to follow my master and my friend, to learn to follow in the steps of Jesus. I can see the cardboard steps, footsteps, my brother put out on the carpet at home as he learned whatever dance he and his fiancée were going to have at their wedding, etc., and how they had to learn where to put their feet. Discipleship's a bit like that. Stations of the cross are not a decoration in our church. Stations of the cross are a journey. And I find myself somewhere along that way every time I take that journey. It's not just about Jesus. It's something about me. It's not a telescope to the past, but it's a mirror in which I may see myself more truly. The second theme is sacred ritual. We need to distinguish between ritual and ceremony, habits, customs. Ceremony is about the externals, the mechanics, the how of it. These parts are part of the ceremony and the how. I entered the church today and thought how beautiful it was in its simplicity. Just the very shape of the leaves and branches that we will pass through them on our way to communion. That's the ceremony. But the ritual is that which is within. It's the interior journey, which is expressive and evocative and has the power to transform and change me. These sacred encounters. It's almost as if I'm involved in some great Nordic saga, some great Russian novel that sort of wrings it out of me. At the end of it all, I just feel, but I'm renewed at the same time. That's what ritual is and does. In our Western society at present, we've become disconnected from those myths and metaphors which have given meaning to Western society for some centuries. We don't have the symbols anymore that adequately convey and express what we are feeling deeply as a people. And in the absence of those symbols, we invent superficial gestures. Even in churches in many places, rituals have become threadbare through their use and perfunctory in their performance. Thinking during the week about the sign of the cross, that central Christian symbol by which I was marked as Christ's in my baptism and confirmed in my confirmation. It's a deeply significant ritual that I make as I enter the church and as I leave it to carry that message of myself forward. It's the sign by which I accept blessing and absolution and would mark the high points of the liturgy in which I am involved. It's a psychological symbol too. It marks crossroads, that point of decision at which I try to live my life constantly. But of course it can be perfected. Of course it can be. But that doesn't proceed, that doesn't remove the opportunity and the potential of that to be a ritual, not just a ceremony, but a ritual. So expressive, so evocative. Well, in talking about rituals, I speak of my individual, our individual participation, not their conduct. That's not my concern. If these things have become for us threadbare, if they are a bit lifeless through over-familiarity, it's not that we should just discard them, but rather that we should revivify them so that they are expressive of personal, active involvement of heart and mind, and be expressive of the deepest yearnings of my very being. They are gestures of great reverence, and in their enactment, they evoke from me that reverence. These are journeys of the heart to the inner world of our psyche and soul. So the invitation of this sacred week is that we might journey within towards our whole inner beings and engage with the great symbols and signs and metaphors and rituals of this week. To celebrate our contradictions between Hosanna and Crucify, to celebrate service and sacrament on Thursday, the path of self-giving sacrifice on Friday, of darkness and light and the renewal of our baptism as we are touched again, sprinkled again by the sacredness of that water on Saturday evening, and then on Sunday, the dawning of a new day for us, the dawning of fresh hope for us of Easter. May we be blessed personally and collectively as we journey through sacred ritual this week. The Lord be with you.